Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit QuickBooks Bill Pay. Growth is the goal, but the paperwork is a trap. If your accounts payable feels like a second job, you're doing it wrong. Enter QuickBooks Bill Pay. Reduce manual data entry, automate your approvals, and track 1099s in one place. No more chasing signatures. No more spreadsheet headaches. Just control over your cash flow and a back office that actually scales. Automate your accounts payable today at QuickBooks.com/BillPay. Terms apply. Money movement services are provided by Intuit Payments, Inc., licensed as a money transmitter by the New York State Department of Financial Services.
So I mentioned there's a Facebook group called The Group Where We Ask Each Other Very Personal Questions.
Yes.
And one of the questions recently was, share your weirdest dating requirements. So things that are out of the ordinary. Do you think you had any that are out of the ordinary offhand before you hear any examples?
I don't think anything out of the ordinary.
No, I think mine are pretty ordinary.
Yeah.
I have some that are pretty particular.
You do?
Yeah. I don't like guys that wear graphic t-shirts. I don't like that. So if you wear a graphic t-shirt on our date, I'm not into it.
Like any graphic? Like if somebody wore How Am I Supposed to Not To? Does that count?
Well, no. If it's from our store, it's hilarious and acceptable. I think what I'm thinking of is more of like political t-shirts, like ones with like upside down American flags on them and things like that.
Okay.
So, or 3%er shirts. I'm kind of like, okay.
Yeah.
I can't.
I can see that.
I don't like people that wear their politics. I don't like that.
Yeah. I mean, I never thought about it, but I definitely would not go for that.
I had a guy who I'd gone on a date with before, and he wore a graphic t-shirt, like one of the who's got a two thumbs and a beer in his hand or whatever.
Who's got two thumbs and likes a beer?
Yeah, that one.
This guy.
And I was like, that's so stupid. And then on our next date, he wore like a politically charged one that the bartender kept making marks at. And I was like, remarks. I was like, okay, I don't like this.
I don't blame you.
I also don't like people whose shoulders cave in really badly, like if they're really hunched. Like, it's fine if you're hunched because you're at work and you're hunched over. But people who just, like, are hunched all the time.
Bad posture.
Like, you got to have strong.
You don't like a bad posture.
Person. I like strong shoulders.
This text says, no white trucks.
White trucks. Huh.
Really?
Interesting.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, yeah. It's, like, oddly specific.
I mean, it does scream that you're a boring person.
This one said, good spellers only. I think that would matter to me, Kelly.
If we are texting and you're just filled with abbreviations and your grammar is terrible and you also use emojis too much, I love emojis, but if you use them too much, yeah, I don't care for
what's
that.
Too much. Like, am I too much?
Every other sentence or
okay, that's a lot.
People who use the same one and it's like 100 of them, I'm like, just one, two, or three is fine, but more than that is too much.
This one, I need the person to like frogs. They don't have to love them, but they need to like them. It's very specific.
That is very specific.
Must snore. Snoring is cute.
No.
I think it depends on the kind of snoring. Low, quiet, mellow snoring can be kind of cute.
This woman said, "I'm."
If it's like my dad used to snore, that ain't cute.
Yeah, right? This woman said, I don't want to date anyone who has a gym pick or a dog. Because I'm not getting up first thing Saturday morning with a hangover and needing to do stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know who you are.
Yeah.
If you know you're not going to want to go for a dog walk or go hit the gym, then that's fine.
Yeah, it's true.
Would this have mattered for you? Could you have dated someone that has the same name as a close family member? Like Kelly, dated a Craig, Kyle, Ricky, or what's
Bobby?
Bobby? Jimmy?
Michael?
Ricky Bobby.
Michael.
I have dated a Michael, and I have dated a Kyle.
Kyle?
No big one.
Kind of tough to avoid Mike or Michael.
Yeah, because everybody's named Michael these days. But
there were a lot. Yeah, our ages.
When I was single, before I met my husband, the guy that I was hooking up with, his name was Kyle, and I didn't know his last name. And I kept texting my brother on accident.
I remember that.
Remember?
Now.
I would be like, whoops, I did it again. And then Howie was like, just put his last name in there. I was like, I don't know it. And then Howie looked at me like, I'm so ashamed of
you. No, but
honey.
You know your brother's last name.
You told me your brother was sitting in here.
Yeah, him and my dad were in here playing trivia that one day, and I texted my hookup buddy in a group message with my family, and he was like, hey, that's a really nice thing that you sent out to your family. I was like, how did you know I did that? Yeah. And he was like, oh, you're so stupid.
Whoops.
It is weird, though. Weird.
This one, I would not date someone who would ever eat the last pickle from the jar.
Oh, I would not date someone who would eat pickles.
No pickles?
Like just reaching in and grabbing one.
Ah. Love it.
No, you're gross.
Yeah, pickles are good.
Pickle juice, I'll chug it.
Yeah, I don't, that wouldn't bother me. I mean, I find green olives to be putrid, but my girlfriend's favorite drink is like a crazy dirty martini, which is like a million olives, all the brine, and blue cheese.
Oh, she really goes for it. Ugh. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
blue we cheese. Went out that time. Really?
They're blue cheese stuffed olives, yeah.
Yum.
And, yeah, but I don't care. Like, that doesn't bother me, as long as you don't make me drink it. That one.
I knew someone who, when you went on road trips, like, you stop at a gas station and everybody gets snacks, like when we're on the road. Like, none of you guys get really smelly things ever that I can think of. Not the current alignment. That
yeah,
we're
Joe
set.
Used to all the time.
Joe had smelly things. Fermented tuna or whatever. Yeah,
he'd get like actual smelly brand chips.
But I knew a dude that used to get like a jar of pickles and eat that in the car while like open it up.
A jar. Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't want anything that I could
in there.
That I could. Ugh. Yeah, I don't want to date anybody that brings things in the car like a food that they can spill on their pants.
So you won't date anyone. Oh, this is just for car trips. It's not even dating. You don't want anyone who has food that can spill on their pants.
No. I mean, you're not supposed to eat out of a pickle jar in a car. Like, that's the wrong place to do that. In a kitchen next to the counter. Yeah, of course.
So to be clear, you're not saying you don't want to date someone who has things spilled on their pants. You don't want to date someone who eats things that could possibly spill on
their pants. Routinely do that. Well, no, it's not everything. And
coffee, sodas. Kelly spills 50 times a week.
I spill. I'm
undateable.
Those are drinks, though. Those are drinks.
Undesirable.
Those are drinks.
You said things that could be spilled on your pants.
Yeah. For the most part, that's true, too, though. I don't. Keep it in your mouth.
I'm a spiller. I don't know why. I just always have a little bit of dribble. It's annoying.
No matter how much you wiggle and dance, right?
I know. It's just always a little dribble.
On your pants.
Maitland, could you date someone who uses the phrase work hard, play hard on a semi-regular basis?
No, it would get really too annoying.
Yeah, pretty fast. Like maybe the first time.
Mm-hmm. I posted this on social media at FBHW show if you want to follow along. I really like this one, and this would definitely apply if I was single. Someone who's a huge fan of a specific sports team. Like a super fan for any specific sports team, like can't miss a game, ruins their day if they lose kind of thing.
Oh, that's too much.
Would never date a person like that.
I'm with you. I wouldn't either. It was a woman who was too into it. Mm-hmm. I think anyone who's too into anything is like, I'm out. If you're too into something.
Like people who are into anime, that's a no-go for me. As soon as I find out that you're super into anime, I'm gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody from the Capital Regions just texted, said, no flat butts. Got to have some junk in the trunk. It's their first time texting the show, too.
Let's see. This person says, I would never date someone with a vanity license plate.
I would. That would be a beige with a red tint flag for me.
What if it's a good one? There's like four, but.
Well. That's so rare. That's why it falls into beige, because if it's really clever, then okay, well, I'll peel that one back a little bit. But if it's just like your name or a bad nickname.
Mm-hmm. Remember the station that we used to be on in Springfield, Illinois, and we went there to visit one day, and we met them at the station, and when we pulled in the parking lot, we noticed every single car in the parking lot, all of the employees' cars.
Yeah.
They all had vanity plates with their names on them.
Yes.
That
was weird.
I don't know what it is about Illinois, But vanity plates are really popular. I think maybe they were, I think for a while, maybe there wasn't a charge for them or something. But I remember when, like, when we would drive back and forth to Omaha and stuff like that, and like that, you wouldn't really see that. You might see one in Iowa or one in Illinois, like
basically
everyone,
the same price. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone had a vanity plate.
This text: my ex-husband would get so upset when UT lost Tennessee, he would go to his room and sleep the rest of the day because he was too depressed to interact. It dawned on me one day that they lose too much for me to want to deal with this the rest of my life. And that's why he's my ex-husband.
Yeah. Dang. Yep. Too into something.
I like this one. Jeff said on our Facebook page, they have to be able to perfectly reenact the sound of the Kool-Aid man busting through the wall. That's his requirement.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This one. I'm driving my white truck with a vanity plate and my posture sucks. This is all terrible.
Sit up straight, friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right in that truck.
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it.
What about coffee slurpers? Open mouth chewers.
Any slurpers.
Oh, smackers. You smack your gum, I'm going to pop you on the cheek.
That's
stop it.
Way more
I'm not
aggressive.
Really going to pop you on the
cheek.
Yeah,
I don't. I mean, as a coffee drinker, I understand hot coffee. So if it's like a couple of slurps when it's real hot, that doesn't bother me. But if it's like, it doesn't matter what temperature, they're. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay.
Nothing worse than that.
Enough.
Specific, but I think relatable. I want you to be able to cook. But not just like your one or two go-to meals. I want somebody who loves to cook like I love to cook. Not like every day I love to go home and cook and clean up the kitchen afterwards. But putting together a good meal and sharing it with people. If you don't like to do that, if you're that person that always wants to go out to
eat. You do thrive with that.
Oh, man.
Like that time you stayed with us, you were like, we're making breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. And my husband brought over, because he only eats wild game. And so we had all kinds of like venison or elk or something like that with
us. The venison elk sausage was
holy moly,
top of the line.
Yeah. I love sharing that with people. So even if you're not a great cook, even if you're willing to learn, I think that'd be cool. But people who just don't want to cook, I don't think I could do that.
What if both people don't want to cook? Then it's fine. You just got to match up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
If you white truck. Vanity plate having people just need to find another white truck or vanity plate person.
There's plenty of those.
Or someone who doesn't care, which there's plenty of those too.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.